Yeah, thank you very much. Nice to meet you. I'm Bonggi Choi. I'm working at the University of California, Irvine as an assistant professor. Now, today I'm talking about a very special type of shift work, and particularly in firefighters. I have no financial relationship with a commercial interest to disclose. So, as you may know, that firefighters usually working on a 24-hour work schedule. So, commonly based on the Kelly system. So I'm sure that you are not familiar with the Kelly system. I explained very briefly. It's supposed that we are working on this 9 days in a row. It's the first day will be on duty days, and second day will be off duty days, and third day will be on duty days again, like on off, off, like that. It's very complicated. But some fire department use some slightly modified Kelly system. So basically, firefighters doing 10 or 11 24-hour shift per month. But however, they do additional 24-hour shift work as overtime. So basically, it is generally used in some consecutive 24-hour shift work. So they work 48 hours in a row sometimes, or 72 hours in a row, or sometimes 96 hours in a row like that. So it's basically mainly due to some constant staffing policy. Simply say that there must be some leave and vacancy, but it's covered by the overtime assignment rather than hiring new firefighter, because the hiring new firefighter is expensive rather than the assigning overtime like that. So, but this is one example. So overtime pay is imposing some financial burden on some firefighter authority or county. So this is one example from Orange County Fire Authority. As you can see, overtime, the red part means overtime pay. The portion is increasing over time. So it's a lot of financial burden on firefighter authority. And the public also complaining about why firefighter is receiving so much money like that as overtime payment like that. But relatively, we have very little information about the health effect of consecutive shift work in firefighters. So the goal of this study is to investigate whether consecutive shift work is associated with a high level of fatigue in firefighters. Usually high fatigue has been associated with diverse health and safety, health outcome, sick leave and work disability, or vehicle accident, or decreased performance, or even cardiovascular disease and CVD mortality. So our groups conducted a web survey in 2009 in a Southern California county. So about 25% firefighter responded to the survey. And we, fortunately, the survey sample was comparable to a larger sample of the firefighter from the same county. So basically, demographic characteristic was comparable. So I can say that our survey sample is approximately representative of the total firefighter in the county. So out of the 203, we selected 140 firefighters for our study, this study. So we limited our subject to firefighters who are working at the local fire station. We exclude firefighters working at the headquarters. The firefighters working at the headquarters do not 24-hour shift work. They usually work 8 hours like that. And also, we limited firefighters at least report 8 24-hour shift in the past months like that. As I told you, usually firefighters do 10 or 11 shifts per month, normally without overtime. And also, I exclude female firefighters for the multivariate analysis, but I actually look at the prevalence of fatigue in the female firefighters. So if I missed the information, please remind me. So, And I look at the 24-hour shift information as the main exposure, and firefighter reported total 24-hour shift in the past month, and also reported consecutive shift information. So two consecutive shifts means 48-hour work, and the three consecutive shift work means 72. Four consecutive shift means 96 hours, like that. So firefighter reported the information. And I used the MASHRAP burnout inventory measure for defining the high level of fatigue. So I used 5-item emotional exhaustion scale. And for example, let's look at the one item. Okay. I feel worn out from my work like that. This each item has seven options based on frequency. So never experience means 0, and 2 everyday experience means 6, and 3 means a few times a month. So I choose the cut point 3, the a few times a month, when I define the high level of fatigue. And I consider the other psychosocial working condition, number of daily calls, and psychological job demand, and additional authorities provide support, organizational support, and link. And also other, I consider the other social demographic variables. This is social demographic characteristic of my study subject. Age is range 21 to 60. And the rank, if you look at the rank, lower rank consists of the 60%. The higher rank, captain of battalion chiefs, consists of about 40% of the sample. And also, one characteristic is these firefighters working in a very special county. So living cost is very expensive. If you look at the annual house income, the firefighters report that their annual house income is greater than the $100,000, like that, 80%. And this is a simple prevalence. When you look at the number of total 24-hour shift, usual people, for 80%, firefighter report that they, at least they do one time over time, like that. The maximum was 17. That means the firefighter did about 7 overtime shifts in the past months, like that. And if you look at the two consecutive shift work, about 80% firefighter do at least one time two consecutive shift work. And move down three consecutive shifts, firefighter report at least one time three consecutive shift work, about 50%. And 20% firefighter also report they did at least one time four consecutive shift work, like that. And the high fatigue prevalence was 11% of the total sample. And when I look at the female firefighters, the sample size was 7. Their prevalence is much higher than the male prevalence. The prevalence of the fatigue in the female firefighter was 28%, like that. So about two times higher. And then I moved to the association between shift work variable and high fatigue. As you can see, first line, as the number of total shift increased, the prevalence also increased, but it did not reach the statistical significant level. When you look at the three consecutive shift and four consecutive shift, you can see that the prevalence increased as the number of three or four consecutive shifts increase. However, when you look at the two consecutive shifts, the trend is the opposite. That means if you do more two consecutive shift work, it leads to less fatigue. It's very interesting. And then I controlled for other covariates. The trend was did not change much compared to the univariate or bivariate analysis. So the conclusion is that from this sample, I can see that 11% of firefighters reported a high level of fatigue. But there are many, many firefighters in the U.S., about 1.1 million firefighters. So approximately, I can say that if I can generalize this finding to the firefighter occupational group, that 100,000 firefighters may suffer from high level of fatigue. So I think it's a very serious problem. And also, a substantial number of firefighters are doing multiple consecutive shift works. And according to a recent report, about 35% of firefighter department has no limit to the number of consecutive shift work. So it's quite a serious problem as well. And the frequent means two or more, 72-hour or 96-hour works increase the risk for high fatigue. So we have to look at this problem seriously. And also, one NIOSH firefighter fatality report, there is a one NIOSH firefighter fatality report involving 72 hours work. So NIOSH report recommend we needed to reduce the number of consecutive shift works in firefighter. However, frequent 48-hour works appeared to decrease the risk for high fatigue. So there is some debate on the work schedule among the firefighters. We needed to move to 48-hour work, and it's followed by 96-hour off day like that. Simply say 48 or 96-hour schedule versus Kelly system. So the new work schedule may be more beneficial to the firefighter in terms of half commuting time or half maintenance time like that. So our result may support the possible benefits of a 48-hour work or 96-hour off work schedule like that. To my knowledge, I think this is the first study looking at the health effect of consecutive shift work in firefighter. Absolutely, we need more study on the health effect of consecutive 24-hour shift work, and also more study about the alternative work schedule. So for instance, we need two types of study. First one, we need a larger epidemiological study. The second one, we need a work physiological study. First one, now I am conducting a NIOSH-funded two-year project on work and obesity in firefighter. So I'm doing a cross-sectional survey, and I include the 24-hour shift variables in the questionnaire. So it will be finished the next year, so we can get a better data, and hopefully in the future we can do the longitudinal study as well. And the second one is work physiological study, means that, as I said, the fatigue is highly associated with cardiovascular disease or cardiovascular fatality. So our group's plan is looking at the association fatigue and cardiovascular disease biomarkers under consecutive shift work. So we're going to use blood pressure or heart rate or cortisol or C reactive protein like that. That's our group's plan. Next. Thank you very much.